Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight-loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight-loss. PlushCare.com/weight-loss.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News briefing for Thursday, January 13. New South Wales has recorded more than 92,000 COVID-19 cases on the first day of the new rapid antigen test reporting system. In the 24 hours to 8 p.m. yesterday, 61,387 positive RA tests had been reported through the New South Wales Service New South Wales system, with New South Wales Health clarifying some of those results backdated to January 1. Customer Service Minister Victor Dominello told Sunrise a total of 82,000 cases had been reported through the system so far, meaning thousands more cases will be included in tomorrow's update.
We expected to get a high number given that we've provided for people to put their data from the 1st of January. So again, this is not just people putting in their data from yesterday. It's people having rapid antigen tests on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th January, putting all that information in. We're getting it all together.
A range of Victorian workers will soon join food supply employees in becoming eligible for an exemption from COVID-19 isolation requirements. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has announced workers in emergency services, education, critical utilities, custodial facilities, and all transport and freight will be eligible. If those workers are deemed a close contact of a known COVID-19 case, they may be exempt from the mandatory 7 days isolation. They will still be required to undertake rapid antigen tests daily over 5 days and return a negative result before heading back to work. The new exemptions will come into effect from 11:59 p.m. on January 18. And cold case detectives have appealed for new information to help crack a decades-old mystery surrounding the murder of a disabled Perth man. Andrew Podpinka was alone in his Morley home on March 4, 1999, when he was attacked. His wife and daughter returned home from a short shopping trip to find him stabbed to death in the master bedroom. Police want to speak to a man and woman who provided information years ago but didn't leave their contact details. The West Australian government has offered a $250,000 reward for information leading to a conviction, and people who come forward may be granted immunity from prosecution. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.